What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey folks, Patriot Power Hour, we're back. We are live December 15th, 2020, episode 121, Ben the Breaker of Banksters, with my co-host Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Yeah, we're going through this election saga. The Electoral College was conducted yesterday. As we discussed for weeks, certain things were... could have and haven't transpired. A lot of dangerous things. So if you go back to our special 75-minute episode right at the end of October, where we talked about all the things that could have happened, a lot of it didn't happen. Now, of course, the president's on his way to losing this election. And the last court case, the Texas and several other states, I thought I read up to 16 other states, joined Texas to petition the constitutional question on whether states that did not hold their election according to what the state legislatures decided. I mean, that's what the Constitution says in Article 2. That's how we elect the president. So Texas's case was shot down. Essentially, they didn't have standing. So I think the only resort is for Trump to file it again as the president, who obviously has to have standing on the same constitutional basis. And, the media... just tighten in with, all right, that was it, Biden won. All right, that was it, Biden won. But there really is only one shot left now, and it'd be the Supreme Court, who could have interrupted those elections and voided them if they wanted to with the Texas case, now essentially making the president put his name on it.
No, it was close. I mean, I thought maybe at the 11th hour something would happen, but it kind of drifted by. We've been, looking at December 14th, which was yesterday, as an important day on our calendar since even before that episode in October, the election threat assessment episode. And what can we say? There weren't any crazy terrorist bombings. Trump didn't try to stop the election. You were the one saying this even in the summer and before. I was saying, hey, man, what's going to happen with the election? What if it doesn't happen or COVID throws it off? And you said, it's going to happen. Electoral College and the entire system's based upon kind of redundancies and making sure that it proceeds, and looks like that's what happened.
Looks like you have to steal power to have it in this country from now on, too.
Well, I think a lot of it's a psych game, and if there truly was a landslide, like, I guess here's the question, not that it's super important, we'll talk about some other stuff as well, but if it was 80% Trump, let's say, would they still be able to steal the election? I would say probably not. But
been a landslide like that.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's what some people got to realize, is such small margins. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
No,
the margins are so small that just being able to manipulate a couple percent of the vote can change everything.
Looks like month-long elections and mail-in balloting, which the Pacific Northwest states were moving to long before, a pandemic came along. And opening the period so you can harvest ballots, all of these techniques are sufficient to surpass any majority the side who's not conducting those tactics can pass. You got now you got to steal power to have it at the federal. And I don't know about the state level if it's that bad yet, but at the federal level, that's the lesson to learn at the end of 2020. And a pandemic was the perfect way to pull it off.
Well, the old adage, which I never liked, to be honest, of if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And I always thought that was kind of a garbage way to look at it. But unfortunately, that's becoming more and more real in politics. I mean, it already was to some degree. But moving even further there, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, it's been systemized.
Yeah, it's been systemized and high tech now.
It's been think tanked. It's been war game. It's been war game.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been, you know, clearly in my mind, thought out by.
So here's the question: should we fall to that same level, stoop to the level, and try to win victory at any cost, like they are, or not really?
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know,
facetious or
thought out
rhetorical.
By foreign intelligence agencies. They've gamed it out. They've looked at all the ways to, you know, lay in an attack, covert attack, combine it in ways that we're not prepared for, in conjunction with panic in the United States, and success. You know, this looks to me like a successful Chinese operation, head to toe.
So what does that mean then? What are we going to do about it, and how? What's the next phase of it? Because this
definitely
is just the beginning.
We're not the
then.
Superpower we used to be.
Yeah, that's like kind of what I was getting at. Is this a little reality check?
Yeah, should be. Should be a big one.
Yeah.
We got a lot of news on that.
I was going to say, I'm staring at a lot of crazy articles and headlines. I almost want to get into it right now, but I'm going to wait until the news blitz in the second
you
segment.
You've got power to have it in this country. And that's not the republic we have.
Right. That's what they were trying to get away from in 1776 as much as possible. You know, whether it's a warlord or a monarchy or something in between, you're not supposed to have to steal the power or inherit the power. It's supposed to be...
Yeah, this is closer to feudalism than we've been.
Yeah, we're moving towards that, exactly. Yeah. And feudalism. We've talked about it with the neo-Bolsheviks and the...
Neo-feudalism
and all that fun stuff.
Neo-techno-feudalism.
Yeah, well, it's not just the 20th century. We are 20% of the way done with the 21st century. I mean, we are deep into the 21st century, really. So this technology that we're dealing with is so much different than it was even around like World War II or even the 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, it's so much different. But on the flip side, some of this technology is so simple, like the ballots. So they're able to... It's very interesting how they're able to attack on all levels, really, whether it's that metadata, big data, AI, Facebook manipulation, or the paper ballots. Like, everything in between, they have their fingers in.
Yeah. And these Dominion voting machines may just cough up the evidence of how widespread the fraud was, and then nothing becomes of it.
The
subjugation of conservatives, of Trump voters, of... Nothing matters, even when it's just in the open, there's no enforcement of it. Watch for that. You know, clearly, I think that the other side would relish the opportunity to just kind of rub it right in their face. We openly cheated and we don't care. They probably make speeches about it during the Biden administration, knowing they're not going to be investigated. This DOJ is going to go on full tilt corrupt by January.
Well, I mean, we've said this before, and I think it's pretty well known that DOJ wasn't even turned away. It was slightly come off of the extremism of Obama and before that, right? But it still was like anti-Trump and not – it was heavily resistant to the conservative kind of line of thought.
Well, it's going to get politically purged in both directions.
Right.
If there is another Republican.
Well, now it's going to whiplash even further back. So it's going to be even worse than it was under Obama, I would suspect, coming up.
Yeah, the next Republican.
And we know what they did under Obama.
60% vote to overcome the cheating advantage.
Oof.
That's probably in place now.
So what happens then? I mean, what recourse does the Constitution have, or do we as
Nothing.
Americans
it's a
have?
Fatal flaw of feudalism.
The fatal flaw. They found the fatal flaw after all these years.
They found a fatal Shit. Flaw in our feudalism. How's that for alliteration? Because states who are complicit in the cheating
right.
will
sabotage.
You know, will stick within the parameters of their state right to hold their look at the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, and it just okayed the violation of its own constitution to make the result happen, and the Supreme Court looked at it and said it's not a federal matter. So that is a fatal flaw of feudalism or federalism on the path to feudalism.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a kind of double entendre there.
It's a flaw of our republic right now. We can't hold
elections. Well, and this, you know, when it all boils down to this, it's fine. You can have a great system in place, but if you got all the people or a great majority of the people in power in that system are
corrupt
beyond belief, then the checks and balances only go so far when you have, you know, so much corruption and so much corporatism. I mean,
there'll be cosmetic patches, and where in these states where egregious things happen, the Republican in name only governors who did very little to help the president in recent weeks will, there'll be, admissions of irregularities, and you're never, ever going to hear the end of it. Wouldn't have mattered. Because the articles are out right now is the left, would like to have a popular vote anyways. So, and they're going to never stop saying that Biden had more votes, although suitcases and suitcases of other ballots just showed up.
Oh, there's just so many stories. And we're going to actually get into some here on the other side of this commercial break with the news blitz. Got a lot more allegations, not just even allegations, some hard evidence too. We've covered it as well in the past month. Can't believe it's been more than a month since the election. PrepperBroadcasting.com is where you guys need to go check out. Check out our sponsor. Coming up next, we'll be back with the news blitz. Stick with us.
Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Man, I see in Fight Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived. I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
It is December 15th, 2020, Patriot Power Hour, episode 121. I'm going to run through the news blitz. Let's go. Make it pithy. Absentee ballot signature audit ordered after the Georgia election. 1.8 million extra ghost votes suspected across more than 350 counties in 29 states. including non-swing states, crucial logs missing from Michigan Dominion voting machines. Ex-Intel operators say that Dominion machines were intentionally and purposefully flipped to Biden. Cheryl Atkinson breaks down exclusive forensic analysis of Dominion voting machines in Michigan. This is all just one small section of the news blitz, futuredanger.com. Follow along. Let's continue. This is trending. Some new information and trending as well, meaning it's getting a lot of hits on the site. Former Florida COVID-19 data scientist had his home raided by the FBI. Twitter blocking users from liking and replying to POTUS45's tweets as he rages over the Supreme Court Attorney General and Rhino governors. Ex-CIA officials who told corporate media that before the election, the Hunter Biden story was Russian disinformation. They're lying. Facebook staff reportedly quit over lack of censorship. Again, each of these articles we could talk about forever, and we will cover many of these articles in detail after this blitz. But again, you can go follow along and read these articles yourselves, of course. After 8 months, court dismisses a lawsuit challenging Colorado stay-at-home and pandemic orders. Jeez. Let's move on to the next column. Another trending. We're seeing some more action on the news on the dashboard today. A lot of trending as well. Chinese spy caught controlling California politicians. Wow. Go read this one. It goes pretty deep. I checked it out. California congressman stonewalls on his relationship with the suspected Chinese spy. A Chinese money launderer called the presumed president-elect's brother and son after an FBI arrest. Russian SVR suspected in months-long cyber attacks at the Treasury and Commerce and Homeland Security departments. SolarWinds hacked. FireEye was first to flag it and itself was hacked. FireEye is a counterintelligence cyber protection company. They're a public company. You can check them out. But they were hacked too. Anyway, a lot of cyber action going on. Bombshell leak exposes systemic infiltration of Western firms by the Chinese Communist Party. Thousands of ChaiCom members infiltrated Western agencies and companies. Havana Syndrome. Report on mystery illness that hit the U.S. Embassy staff. If you remember that. In Cuba. I didn't know it was also in China. But it's definitely in Cuba. But China as well. Those were pulse radio frequency energies. Again, it is the year 2020, almost the year 2021. There are Star Trek-level pulse radio frequency energies that can be hit, that can hit people through embassies. Okay, whole new level. Mm-hmm. Japan to build new super destroyers with preemptive strike ability. We'll cover that in the second half of the show, the new super destroyers. COVID-19 vaccines caught containing HIV. I want to read that, actually. We'll check that one out. Let me cue that one up. One person shot. Excuse me. We had a update. Sometimes Future Danger will update with brand new stuff. Literally, come get your news here. There we go. Always updating. One person shot in violent protest near the Capitol building in Olympia, Washington. I'm going to just hit a smattering of kind of geopolitical and strategic defense, national defense, and world, hopefully not World War III stuff, but Israeli-Iranian war starts as an indicator. This is low level, but we talked previously about the nuclear scientist that was killed, and Iranian president for the first time has accused Israel of killing said nuclear scientist. Moving on to China, a report estimates the Chinese nuclear stockpile is at 350 warheads And its second aircraft carrier completes its third patrol of the year. So China definitely trying to get up into the conventional and nuclear arms, as well as its other clandestine services, as we've covered already a little bit here today. Shia Sunni still having at it. Second tanker struck by a suspected mine in the Saudi Red Sea port. And U.S. sanctions Turkey, which of course is a NATO ally, over its purchase of Russian missile defense system, the S-400. U.S. and Turkey not always on good terms much lately these days. We'll see if that changes with the new administration. Oil price at a nine-month high, but still relatively low, $47.48, closing NYMEX, New York Mercantile Exchange, West Texas Intermediate WTI oil, $47.48. Again, nine-month high, but still relatively low and out of the red zone. Excuse me, folks. Upward trend continues for diesel prices as well. Facing end-of-year cutoff, banks are pressuring the government to extend COVID accounting relief. And this is just a myriad of other aspects of the stimulus and forbearance for student loans and inability to, you know, evictions, etc. And kind of moving into that, kind of that next phase, even worse. Millions of hungry Americans turning to food banks for the first time. Yield curve hiding the slowing economy. Global debt reaches 364% of world gross domestic production, GDP. So take your, simply think about how much money you make per year. Multiply that by 3.64 years of your annual salary. That's how much debt you're in as the world. And that's not even measuring all of it, trust me. I expect that to go to the 400% or higher in 2021. Maybe that'll be my little prediction for the day. Finishing off economic, all this is relatively low level, but it's starting to, little tremors. We're still seeing pretty much all-time highs in the stock market. Gold nearing all-time highs still. Bitcoin nearing all-time highs. Just about everything. Like most real estate nearing all-time highs. So, is anything going to break, or is everything just going to keep going up? Well, I'll tell you what, the debt is going up in price, or the debt is going up, and maybe even by next week, we'll have some stimulus bill to review and talk about. That'll add another trillion or more. And real quick, to finish off economics, federal government starts off fiscal year 2021 with the largest ever two-month budget deficit. That's to be expected, of course, in these times. Fourth and final column to finish off the news blitz. Of course, some big news. FDA grants emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 vaccine. Emergency use authorization has been granted by the FDA. England reports a new variant of the SARS-CoV-2. Americans begin getting COVID-19 shots as deaths top 300,000. And, non-COVID, FDA approves genetically modified pork for human consumption. I want to look into that after this. I think that's about it, though. Future Dan, I mean, we have 30 minutes or so, and we could talk about any of this stuff for 30 minutes, but we got to choose our time wisely. What are you thinking?
You missed Mount Etna in Sicily shooting lava 300 feet in the air.
Well.
Don't forget the natural world. Just when you're not looking at it, what would a natural disaster somewhere do right now?
Yeah. How about.
Probably wouldn't be good for liberty, freedom, prosperity. So. Count your blessings.
San Andreas fault.
Any of that. It's always out there. That's how the end of the world as we know it type scenarios start to emerge, right?
Definitely.
During constitutional crises,
Well,
international conflict and the level of spying that's being admitted to now, right after the election, right? In your face is you know, we're losing espionage war with China, clearly.
I think so, unless we're really getting over on them and we're just keeping it mum. You know, that's possible, but I think we've gotten a little too cocky and we're using up all types of our advantages. From, you know, we built up literally credit as well as figuratively, whether that's political capital around the world or gold reserves or just goodwill after World War II and smiting the Nazis and the Japanese. But guess what? We've kind of pissed it away, especially in the last decade or two. And all of a sudden, maybe we're not the undisputed champion of the world. We're getting a little old. We're getting a little corrupt. We're getting a little sickly and fat. Yeah, so we're more like a 40-year-old bloated heavyweight champion. And we're taking some liver shots here. And I think we can still come back. And I'm definitely pro-American. But no, China's definitely... and it's not just China either. It's pretty much everyone's going after us. But China's, you know, really is the number one target. Or the number one contender, to keep with the boxing theme. It is worrisome. And we've been sounding the alarm for a while. I know that on the show and others as well. But man, like we were saying between the break, to be honest, I'm a little numb to it. I'm like, oh yeah, well, everybody knows Chi-Com members have infiltrated Western agencies and Fortune 500 companies. And yeah, that's old hat. But now that they're actually admitting that is true. And so that's actually is kind of scary.
Old hat to you.
It's no longer a conspiracy. It's no longer a conspiracy. I knew it was a conspiracy. I knew it was true, but there was no proof. But now there's proof. And I'm like, well, I knew that, but now we really know that, which is a whole new level.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, all the accusations of Russian interference, blah, 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 is child's play. Even if they succeeded in what was accused, is child's play compared to, you know, what's on the table here. If you're inclined to think that this disease, at a minimum, was projected into the United States because the authorities in China saw it breaking out.
Yeah. I wasn't even considering that part. I was just talking about cyber warfare. You bring COVID into it, if that is, you know, that's overt warfare.
It'll never be admitted. We have ostrich-like tendency in this country to not.
What about the Pentagon? What is the Pentagon doing right now? Anything about this? Or are they, you know, we're never going to know, I guess, or maybe in 100 years. But if this is a true attack by China, they got to be doing something about this, I would hope.
I mean, they're suffering it. What else can you do?
I don't know.
They don't have the political leadership. I mean, Trump never had the control of the institutions. They never let him have control. And now it's going to be completely covered up by a complicit administration that is clearly compromised by the Chinese.
I don't think it'll be completely covered up.
Swalwell in California is, you know, completely compromised by the agent named Fang, who, you know, is working many, like, mayors around the country, which was interesting development. Like, local politicians. He was really groomed to be in Congress on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. And he was a leading proponent of blaming Russia and Trump for being, you know, run by Russia. Yeah. We are, like, in a great game between Russian and Chinese influence operations and not...
With internal traitors, too, of course.
With probably a fatal attack on our constitutional election system, right? I mean, if you can't win... If you can't count the votes, and if the audits fail to materialize because records were destroyed or lost, then yeah, I'm not laughing about it because it resembles what, Venezuelan elections.
Well, again,
it's nothing to laugh about. We've always done it better than everybody else. That's a major loss.
Well, I'm glad America.
Nothing else but prestige.
Yeah. Well, what has the people been doing for all these years? Just dicking around? I'm pissed off, but that's why I'm laughing, because what if no one's going to stop this? I guess not. That's how pathetic we are. We deserve it. Pathetic. That's what I'm laughing at. All these people that thought America was so exceptional and kicking ass, well, you just let it waste away. We just lost our birthright. Thanks for nothing.
Well, there's so many people that lost to do what to do about it now.
Well, they're dead. Maybe people can come back. It's not, like I said, it's not the end of the fight yet, but it's pretty pathetic. It's really the general public's fault, too.
I mean, it goes to the Soviet ethic of, you know, it's not how many votes there are. It's, you know, it's not
who counts voted. The votes.
It's the counting of the votes.
Yeah.
It's gotten to that, and likelihood is you don't come back from that.
Well,
how do you? What is going to change under this administration coming in to stop it from happening 4 years from now?
You would Nothing. Hope.
It'll be accelerated. It'll be the next generation of cheating. They'll have 4 years to think about how to do it again differently and worse and in your face.
Well, you'd hope that if enough people, it doesn't even have to be 50%. It could be like 20% of people get really pissed off, then it'd be impossible to pull off again. Instead of people being so apathetic.
20% of who?
Of the general, you know, adult population.
That if just 20% swings,
think that
swings
it's,
to it the next.
No, that just calls out the fraud and just, you know, fights back in different ways.
In huge numbers now to defeat.
You got to put these people that are into jail that have been caught. Well, how about that? That
didn't seem to happen with Clinton server, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
forever.
So we can't stop that. We're definitely not going to stop this. And
well, this is worse than Clinton
that's pathetic.
Server, right? Our elites are compromised by foreign intel agencies and we can't vote anymore. You got to steal power to have.
Right. I always thought the vote seemed to be overrated anyway because it could be manipulated. But wow, this is actually proven what I said years ago. People are like, oh, you say voting doesn't count, da da da. Well, this just proves it.
Well, I think it did until now.
I don't know. I think that they tried to steal it before. They just couldn't get it. Well, but now they got it just
obviously
enough.
Obviously in Florida in 2000 and obviously with Illinois.
Right. With Nixon, they've refined
Kennedy
their technique.
Was known to be suspect, right? There's been like attempts at stealing elections, and it's probably been successful at least with Kennedy, but never like this.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now that they've refined their technique and gotten way better, for sure.
Order of magnitude worse, blatant, and
right.
The influence from we didn't even see very much reports. It's hard to get information now about foreign cash.
Therefore,
how much foreign cash was poured into, you know, the Trump's opponents' coffers.
This is what we do then. We don't talk about politics ever get on this show. All we talk about is personal preparedness and the news and how you can get your family and your friends save your own ass because the entire political system's compromised forevermore until we overthrow the system. Now, I think that's the truth.
Future Danger was started under the previous administration, and we experienced about 3.5 years of relatively low indicator news. Right, compared to the 2015-16 time frame, it's going back on full tilt next year, without a doubt. The amendments that'll get assaulted, especially the Second Amendment, it's coming. There's gonna be huge, unprecedented bad news.
Wow, and the COVID vaccine.
And what we
too,
focus
shit.
On is how close before stages of society really do break down. But then again, we saw some of that breaking down last March with supply chain.
It was close, right?
Panic buying. That type of financial disruption is not to be anticipated in the next 5 years, or 4 years, next or 8 years, whatever it ends up being.
Well, it depends if they keep printing $1 trillion every 3 months or not.
It's going to be the assault on liberty. The tyranny's coming in now.
Oh, yeah. That's what the money's just a means to get to the tyranny, for sure. All right, guys. We'll be back. One quick commercial break. We're going to finish off Patriot Power Hour. Stick with it.
PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Looks more fitting for a woman.
Do you know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No. I know a little about women.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Pull! What could be easier?
Perhaps you'd call one for me.
Of course. Pull!
Seems terribly difficult. No, it isn't, is it?
No.
World domination. Same old dream. Our asylums are full of people who think they're Napoleon or God.
How do you know my friends call me Domino?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
So, what sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth.
They told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong.
Yes, this is my second life.
Too many free radicals, that's your problem.
Free radicals, sir?
Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain, caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis.
Then I shall cut out the white bread, sir.
Do you lose as gracefully as you win?
I wouldn't know. I've never lost.
Sorry, Mr. Bond. Obviously caught you at a bad moment.
M sent you.
Only to plead for your return, sir. M says that without you in the service, he fears for the security of the civilized world.
Never again.
Never?
Never, never say never again. Never, never say never again.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding The Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, M.D. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
Of every man, I am a real American. Fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Bringing it back to finish this episode strong, episode 121, December 15th, 2020. We will be live next week, the final episode of the fall season. Yes, it's still technically fall right now. Winter solstice is hitting. Next Monday, next Tuesday, right around then. Also, the what they call the Star of Bethlehem, which is pretty crazy. The Jupiter and Saturn pretty much merged in the sky to look like a superstar. The Christmas star, they've called it as well. By the way, that's right around then too, so maybe I'll do some astronomy after the show next week. But I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be live. We're going to take that following week off, though, the 29th. Of December. We will take off and then be back January 5th to start off the new year. But yep, next week, at least 60 minutes, maybe even 90 minutes, because we're going to do a 2020 recap, and oh my gosh, it's a crazy, crazy year, and a couple other surprises planned too.
So I want to give you a Christmas present, Ben.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and it was previewed in our commercial break.
Okay. All right, let me guess, because I know what that commercial was. So it's the.
Yeah, I'm giving you the Prepper's Medical Hand.
Hell yeah!
This year, yes, by Dr. William W. Forgy.
Nice man.
Who actually provided a signed copy and sent it out to hosts. It's been talked about on this network by other hosts, and it's an outstanding book. And so I got a copy. And I'm giving it to you. It's a signed copy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
And
much appreciated.
I bought two more copies tonight.
Nice.
One to go back into my collection, and another that I'm going to give away to other people.
Hell yeah.
Who will benefit greatly from this book. And I wanted to read a little bit from chapter one.
Nice. Now, this is like a real book. Like, this is what you need when you're off-grid. A book. Not a tablet or a PDF with this stuff, right? Or a CD. It's like actually a tangible object, perfect for when the grid goes down. So I actually love this, even though I'm a millennial.
You got to protect it from water and fire.
Well, that's true. It is. All right, go ahead. Read some of this. This is awesome, dude. I much appreciate it, by the way. And it is signed. I love getting books that are signed by the author.
Yeah, so chapter one, how to prepare for medical care off the grid, right? And the author, Dr. Forgy, goes into off-grid versus no-grid, which I thought was fascinating because we talked about, you know, levels of disaster on our show. And obviously, it's a topic on this network regularly. And the author writes very eloquently, so I wanted to read some of this. The basis of adequate prepping is being prepared for both common and dire events that may occur under the worst of all possible circumstances. And he differentiates between self-reliant medical care, and you know, in the world of wilderness first responder survival, which he's an expert at, as well as tactical combat casualty care,
okay,
which he's also an expert at, having been served as an infantry officer, the rank of captain for 30 months in Vietnam. So he's written books on both of these. This book, however, is tailored towards the off-grid scenario, right? And, you know, the prevention, identification, long-term management of medical conditions. So the fascinating thing for me, Ben, is how he gets into off-grid and versus no-grid. The two critical components of medical prepping is the concept of off-grid versus no-grid. This book is structured around the concept. You will be around that concept, and you will be advised how to manage most problems with no outside assistance. That's what makes the book unique, right? Without contact to the grid. And he goes on to say that, you know, you got to know when to get advanced care when it's available. But this book is written from the perspective of there's none to be had, right? End of the world as we know it type event. The grid will simply not be available. And what you can do under those conditions. And it's fundamental medical preparedness. It's not the only book written on this topic. Obviously, there's lots of great authors. But we had an opportunity as hosts to get a copy sent. And we felt for Dr. Forgery that it was, you know, time on Patriot Power Hour to, you know, have a discussion of his book.
Oh, it's a freaking awesome gift. And this is probably one of the biggest holes in my prepping game is the skills and knowledge. And you can't just learn it all from a book, of course, but that's the foundation, and then actually practicing it.
He uses the term skill sets and supplies.
Okay.
So there's, you know, two sides of that coin, and this book lists the supplies that you're going to want to stockpile and how to store them. And then a lot of skill base. And it's a bold claim, but it talks about in this opening chapter that with this book, your training necessarily doesn't have to be there. It can accomplish some of these things. Now, it's, you know, you're treating patients. There's the factor of are you up to the task of medically treating, you know, very sick or injured people, and can you stomach it?
Yeah,
that is another dimension. That's the, you know, the intestinal fortitude to, you know, save a life. But the skill set and reading this book, I mean, obviously, you don't read it after somebody got hurt, or it's not going to help. But if you read it and have it in mind, you can go grab it as a reference and work through situations, and in the scenarios short of no grid available, because you're a dissident from your government, or the nation has come apart at the seams, or national disaster has been brought upon us by foreign actors or natural events, right? Having this book in your collection seems to me like a really good idea.
No, I really love it. I don't have anything even. There are other manuals and other options like that. I don't have them. It was a big short-sightedness by me. So having this is perfect. I am going to be spending a lot of my Christmas break, I think, reviewing this and getting some of the preps I'm missing, and maybe practicing some of the basic self-care or with family members. I mean, just a basic example. I'm no EMT, but, you know, an Israeli bandage, right? A little pressure bandage. The first two or three times I practiced putting that on my father-in-law. I wanted to show him what's going on, and I gave him a couple just for his house. In case, like, you know, my mother-in-law was bleeding out or something. Maybe he can save her. I don't know. Point is, first time or two, it was like I did a really crappy job putting the bandage on, right? And it was loose and not really good. Point is, after three, four, five tries, I got much, much better at it. So just have a little bit of muscle memory and just trying something for 30 minutes or an hour can make all the difference. I mean, I need to do more training than that with certain things. But I'm going to go through this book literally and kind of plan out my own training and review of this into 2021 and spend a good amount of time. Thankfully, I haven't taken much time off since COVID started at work, so I got like almost a full week off. So I'm going to spend a couple of days kind of going through this and getting my stuff together for the next year because I've been slacking too much.
It feels like having a little bit of an insurance policy, just having that book on the shelf.
Right. Well, I have an insurance policy financially and a couple other ways, this, that, and other thing, right? But from a medical point of view, I still, you know, I need some help. So this is perfect for me. So I appreciate it, man.
All right.
I don't have anything for you right now, but I promise tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but next week, it's still a few days before Christmas. So I still got time.
We'll make it a show theme.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Thank you. Yeah, like you said, the autograph. I love signed books.
The Prepper's Medical Handbook by Dr. William Forgy, MD, and is available on Amazon. Pick one up. Highly valuable book, and we loved getting into it tonight on the show. But back to the news,
okay,
because there is just so much of it.
Yeah, we got about.
You tagged a few of these stories.
Yep.
What do you want to get into? Vaccination? Want to have a vaccination discussion?
Let's see. I actually.
HIV kind of, COVID vaccine, huh?
And I just wanted to see. I'm trying to get past this freaking block. I wanted, like, how many vaccines have HIV? 1 in 1 million? Okay, that's just a flaw, or they're just trolling us. So I just wanted to see if they had a numbers there. This is like a video.
Well, why wouldn't they be testing positive when you take the vaccine for HIV? The Thai doctors, within weeks of the COVID being, you know, brought into, you know, study, said that it had
all types of
it had structures that resembled HIV.
I do remember that. Which was proboscis,
which
remember?
Was like any respiratory virus that had been known of the bat coronavirus family.
I haven't thought of that for a long time, but I remember in like freaking January, February, March, we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's because it's a bioweapon. Yeah. No wonder it tests positive for HIV.
Right, it tests. That's a great point. It's not actually HIV, it just tests positive for aspects of it.
Far more effectively, like the HIV.
I'm glad you brought that up.
But it's respiratory, which is a hallmark of something that didn't happen naturally, right?
So that's pretty crazy in of itself. I wanted to see the FDA and the genetically modified pork because, contrary to popular belief, a lot of things aren't even possible to be GMO or genetically modified. Of course, you have corn and soybeans. Those are two of the most, you know, GMO. But now they're expanding it a little bit. For better or worse, we don't have to get into a whole debate of that. But I just wanted to, you know, it is kind of creeping out into there. Another reason to go organic in my mind. I know last week you said organic food's a luxury. I say organic food's like what we were supposed to eat and always were eating our whole lives until the Industrial Revolution. Which, you know, has fed a lot of people, but also has turned it into kind of like factory slop that causes everyone to get cancer. So anyway, I'm going to try to avoid GMO pork. That's just me, though.
If they want to avoid GMO anything as much as possible, right?
But the science says that it's safe for you. FDA?
The data scientists say the election was legitimate.
Well, I mean, you know.
Except for some.
That's why you need to be a critical thinker.
Except for some who are dissidents who are speaking out and saying, no, the data science doesn't say that any of that.
Yeah. Actually, like, here's the trends where we can show that it's totally fixed. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of evidence is going to show up in court cases that'll be moot. That's the point. They'll all be ruled moot and no court will end up hearing them because the whole issue at hand has been decided by the, you know, election of Biden.
And this goes, but this is where I think you are, I think you're playing it up a little bit. Hopefully. Maybe you're not. But I just feel like we can reverse this because they're coming 100% out in the open. And it's going to be emperor with no clothes. And their corruption is going to be so bad that if enough people, I don't know how many, get pissed and call them out on it, we could actually stop it or reverse it. But I don't know. We might be too cowardly or too far gone for that.
People who already never vote Republican suddenly just going for another insurgent and candidate who distances themselves. It
doesn't have to be politically. Maybe people say, oh, maybe I shouldn't even support the Republican Party anymore. Why don't I just stop wasting my energy and stop donating to them and instead make my own community? and instead buy Bitcoin and gold and be a prepper. And make my own homestead because the nation's lost at this point. There's no reason to participate in politics.
So what are we talking about? Like achieving power or being subjugated to corrupt power for us forevermore?
The only way to fight it is, it's kind of like, in my opinion, kind of like the Chinese finger trap. The harder you fight it, the harder it's going to hold you there at some point. I mean, unless you're taking care of yourself and your own family and your local community, then it doesn't matter who's the president because your local community is corrupt and trashed out.
There's going to be a lot of guys
talking
about the ballot versus the bullet, you know, divide. Like, if you can't get elected, then what else short of revolution undoes it?
Well, go to, you know, maybe a few states can be the bastion of freedom in America. 40 states will collapse into total shit, and 10 of them will survive with free markets.
There's been talk of secession.
Yeah, so it doesn't even have to be formal secession. Just enough people refuse to participate in the system and kind of make their own system with the, you know, we don't have to follow the, you know, this is a little pie in the sky. I'm also being kind of pie in the sky and ideological or kind of
idealistic to the extreme, actually, because how do you not live under the tyranny that's before you and not suffer it?
Because you should be able to use your state rights to stop the federal government from imposing on you.
They've never been able to.
Exactly. So then we've never had that great of a utopia in this country anyway, have we?
Yeah.
We got a fatal flaw this whole time.
I think you're underplaying the extent of what's happened here.
Well, I believe
this
happened like
finale for 2020 that none of us envisioned 12 months ago, right?
Well,
we talked on this show about what kind of snake has to come out of somewhere last January to undo the economy that Trump had stood up.
I am much more conspiratorial, and this is a bet. You know, we're ending the show here, but I don't think we've had, you know, a legit president since at least Reagan, probably. Before that, since they blew Kennedy's head off. But, yeah, Bush, Obama, freaking even Trump. Come on, man. They were selected to be elected. Even Trump was. But he knocked everyone
totally
off.
Insurgent.
If he wasn't a billionaire, he wouldn't be a president. Why was he a billionaire? Because he worked with Wall Street. Come on.
Admit that at least.
Property
law in New York, that's for sure.
Exactly. So he's greasing some wheels. We know
right,
that.
But he's a total insurgent candidate. He was a
He's Molotov. No George Washington, though. We can say that.
Right, but he's a Molotov cocktail thrown into Washington, D.C. to disrupt it and burned out.
And it did good. Look, you were saying yourself that a lot of talk show hosts are fed up and got a lot more extreme, and that's a good thing in a way. So he was a Molotov cocktail. He blew everything up. The other side had to pull all the stops and expose themselves and do all the chicanery and fraud, and everyone saw it. It's in the open. So we're going to take advantage of that, or we're going to roll over and let them stomp us, as they might.
Well, I think you got to steal power to have it in this country from now on.
Yeah.
That's a different game. Like,
I think power's locally, though. Power's a lot more local than national.
The tune in and drop out and go your own way. And
local.
Form communities.
Local.
Is wonderful, but you're going to be living under a hellish federal tyranny in the meantime.
We already are, in my opinion. I mean, we have been since 9/11.
We've seen it as bad as it's going to get in 2020.
Oh, well, they've been prepping for this since 9/11 with DHS powering up. So, yeah, I know. Yeah, I agree with that. So, anyway, this is a fun show. We're running out of time. We got to make room for Next Generation. We got a lot more. But next week, we're going to have that season finale, my man.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right, folks, I think that's about it. As always, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check out our archive. Check out all the other shows. Even subscribe to the Continuity. I'm a member of the Continuity. Maybe I'll buy you a membership to the Continuity for Christmas. Maybe not. I don't want to give it. It's going to be a surprise. Maybe I'll do two things for you. Anyway, my man, appreciate this book. I am going to use this for my preps into the new year and beyond. Have a good week, my man.
to reach out to those who want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.